Jared, at what point do you know you start thinking deja vu?
Oh, right now. I don't think it was the same because, like I said, we didn't give this one away. To answer the question about penalties, penalties have been killing us for 4 weeks now. I mean, I didn't think we had that many, like, intense penalties. I mean, last three games, we've had penalties, like, at the absolute wrong time. The hold at the end of the game didn't matter. It was an incomplete pass. But, I mean, I can't think of one major penalty that hurt us this game. But, you know, we got to play better. Bottom line, we got to play more consistently, I guess, because, I mean, we show flashes, and then we look over the board, and all of a sudden it's like we haven't played that bad, and they're winning. So we'll figure it out.
How discouraged is this locker room right now?
I mean, as competitors, it's always discouraging. Losing sucks. There's nothing fun about losing. And anybody who thinks it's okay shouldn't even be in the locker room, you know. So it should hurt, and it does. And, you know, we'll use that. We'll go back. And one thing this team doesn't do, it doesn't quit. I mean, we're going to work hard. It would be one thing if we don't practice hard and you come out and you get your butt kicked. But we practice hard week in and week out. We got talented guys. Guys are making plays. The chips just aren't falling where we need them to. And you know what? That's where, you know, personally, just go put trust back on your faith. You know, trust God's got a plan, and we just keep grinding, and hopefully our plan is to go win 12 straight, right?
Jared, before we let you go, your thoughts about being back in Kansas City? I know it was a very emotional game.
Yeah, it was cool. I got to see some good crowd. It was nice to hear the cheers, you know, going on and off the field. Makes you feel like the body of work you put in when you were here, you know, meant something. And that's, as athletes, we always try to make it, you know, it's about wins and losses and stuff. But at the end of the day, too, you want to leave a mark on this game. At least I know I do. So it feels good to have that respect, because that's like the number one. I mean, that's the main reason. And I appreciate the fans so much, because without them, we wouldn't have a job. So, you know, from that side, it was great. Like I said, it was a little weird being on the other side at first. But, you know, it would have been a lot better to leave in this place with a victory.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Jared Allen, defensive end in the extremely disappointing Minnesota Vikings locker room. Hey, Mus, back to you guys in Twin Cities.